Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello and welcome to the Dave Moore Podcast with me, Dave Moore, her, Maria Devereaux, and her, Emer Shannon, and not him, Colin Minogue. He's not here.
Nice carrying call of your yawn slash stretch, making
stretch
it seem as though you were doing some sort of announcer voice.
No, it was actually a full on stretch. Anyway, listen, you're not getting away lightly here now, Emer Shannon. We're talking about you and your sad pants.
Sad pants.
Because this is a great thing. I've never heard of this before. But you bought pants when you were sad.
Yeah, so I had a bad day on Tuesday. I woke up in bad form already. Actually, Maria wasn't here, so I didn't get to tell her this story. So I woke up on Tuesday morning, already woke up on the wrong side of the bed, right?
Okay.
So I'm already in a bit of a failure, and I go into the living room, and out of nowhere, something catches my eye. So we have this lovely drinks cabinet that we bought.
Very nice.
That stores all of our alcohol beverages. And on Saturday, the previous Saturday evening, we've been sitting there and we heard like a pop and a fizz. And we're like, what was that? And a can of beer that we had in the drinks cabinet had exploded. But it just kind of done like a little like pop. We caught it in time. Exactly. And we caught it because thankfully we were there, which is rare on a Saturday. Cleaned it up. That was fine. However, this very Tuesday morning, I woke up. The entire lid of the can had shot off. Same beer. Had
weird
shot off and spilled, like flipped over on its side and had just dripped all the way down. It's on the top shelf. There's three shelves all the way down. It had soaked everything, all the glasses, all the other alcohol that was in there, all
and
those
beer,
snacks.
To be fair to beer, as delightfully refreshing and all those things that people feel about beer, if it's just sitting in something,
it stank.
Yeah, and it was a flavoured pale ale, so it was sticky, stinking, stale beer at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I had to clean it up. And then, so that was a bad start. Things really didn't improve from there.
But you came in and had to go to work.
Then I had to go to work, which is like weirdly the highlight of my day. It's like, great, I get to leave this beer-filled apartment. But I was already, again, in bad form. So sitting here, and bearing in mind we hadn't been paid yet, and I had zero money because I was also on holidays this month. And I went, you know what? I don't care. I'm buying myself a pair of pants.
Yes!
I went, what's worse is I went to the shop to buy them in person and they were sold out in my size.
Aww.
So I came back and bought them on the internet and then I had to wait to collect them. So my sad pants still haven't come and I'm not sad anymore.
But when they arrive, they will make you happy because you'll have new pants. But then they will also remind you that those days are fleeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're also gold lamé.
Oh my God.
I was going to ask what they look like.
They're gold. You've probably seen them. They're the ones in Dunn's and all the mannequins are wearing the gold jeans. I was eyeing them up and I showed them to my other half and he was like, oh, I don't know.
I think they have them in pennies as well at the minute.
Heck no.
Yeah, I think
I would have bought them in pennies. I have no idea if they'll fit. I have no idea what they'll look like, but they are my sad pants.
Gold jeans.
You can't be sad in gold jeans.
No. But like when I'm sad, I buy things. That's my problem.
It's
like,
not everyone's the same. I just haven't heard of sad pants before.
Yeah.
But like sad purchases, I totally
like sad
get
shoes used to be my thing.
Well,
right.
I used to have pajama bottoms that made everything better. So I'd put them on when I was sad.
Yes.
Right.
They were blue, baby blue, and they had clouds all over them.
Just make you feel better.
So I'd come home from college or work or whatever and I'd say to my mom, where's my cloud pajamas? And she'd be like, oh no, oh no. And then she'd make me like lava spuds, which are like, it's just a massive dollop of spuds and then mashed potato and then hole in the middle and she'd pour gravy into the hole and then it'd all fall out. Yeah, so
would that make you feel better too?
I'd be in my cloud PJs with my lava spuds.
Yep.
And all will be right with the world.
And now you're the mammy and now you have to make lava spuds and give people cloud PJs. How the
Listen,
tables have turned.
If my
Maria
kids would eat it, I would make it.
Gladly make the lava spuds.
Well, I hope when your sad pants arrive that you feel fab.
Yes, I'm very excited.
And
if I have to return
pants
them, it's fine because I can buy something else.
Exactly. You've spent the money now.
Yeah, it's
sure,
gone.
It's gone.
It doesn't
yeah
exist
exactly
anymore. It's fine.
So they've just got credit in the form of gold pants. Listen to this very carefully. I'm an amazing speaker of two voices. Yes, we explored her amazing vocal talents on the show. But I've got to play one of the most impressive things I've heard in a long time. So last night, my young fella was out in the back garden. And I ran out, opened the door, about to like give out to him in ways I haven't given out to him before. Because I thought he was letting off fireworks in the back garden.
Because that's illegal, Dave.
Exactly. And I would have strung him up by his ankles, as they say. But I heard it. I heard a banger, a screamer out the back garden. So the door was like, what the hell? Without the usual dad shouty thing. He's like, what? what are you doing? It's like, what? I heard it. You let off a firework. Like, didn't let off a firework. And we had this back and forth for about 30 seconds. Like, you did. I didn't. You did. I didn't. And then he went, listen, this is what I did.
That's his voice. Okay? He can make the most impressive screamer noise. Now, the clap at the end kind of gives it away. It's not quite the explosion you'd usually get off a firework, but I was
clapping
very
his
impressed.
Hand.
It's him at the end, claps his hands.
He has Mariah Carey levels of
seriously,
like hitting high notes.
Yeah.
Wow!
But he even has the it moves in the air.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
can visualize
you can see it.
Yeah, totally. So I was very impressed by that and said immediately, "Okay, let me record that and play that on my radio show because that is a talent that I figure, you know, if all else fails for this guy, he can be the ice cream like a." Banger noise guy.
Well, does he get it from anywhere? Is there? Can you do a
I can't
firework?
Do anything like that. No. One of the things I can do is I can speak with two voices at the same time. No. You can laugh, Maria.
Oh, listen.
You can chuckle away in disbelief, but I'm about to prove to you that I've got an ability that nobody else on earth can do. You ready? Two voices at once.
Okay.
Okay, listen, right, there's a really high breathy one and then there's a lower one like normal. Can you hear the doctor? There's two voices.
I know. It's incredible. I am an amazing
wow.
guy.
That is not impressive.
It is impressive.
It's not.
I can have two voices at once.
Do what I can do.
Go on.
And this is very specific to one toy that my six-year-old once owned when he was a toddler.
Right.
So it was a ride-along Mickey Mouse airplane.
Okay. So he'd sit on it and scoot along the
yeah,
place.
And it yeah, made noises yeah. and everything. But there was one button that you press and Mickey Mouse talks.
And you could do that?
Yeah, but he doesn't sound like the Mickey Mouse on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. It's very specific to this one thing, right?
Oh, we're ready for this one now.
Ready?
Maria Devereaux's Mickey Mouse. Here we go.
Welcome aboard, pal. It's me, Mickey Mouse. It only sounds like that one Mickey Mouse, but
actually,
you know.
That's
welcome aboard, pal. It's me, Mickey Mouse.
I am impressed. I am genuinely very impressed.
Oh, good, because I wasn't impressed with your one.
Yeah, you weren't. My two voices at once, I mean. You could just sound like a child's toy. Una's got this noise for us. That's actually Una's daughter, Clodagh. Sorry, you should say. Clodagh is 9. That is excellent, Clodagh. In fact, a lot of people are just sending in noises. So, for example, John's got this. That's quite convincing as a little angry dog, John. I like it. And then I think it was Saoirse, yeah, has this one. Are we going duck on that? Do we
is
think?
That a duck too again?
I think so.
Is it a duck or your phone?
Or a
when
goose.
It's on silent.
Oh no, don't think it's a phone. I don't know, I'm going animal. But if you can clear it up, Saoirse, first, that would be amazing. And then two people are doing something very similar. So Richard's been in touch.
Hello, David. Will I see you at the Nakatomi Towers? Ho, ho, ho.
Followed by...
Well, Dave, I can do a pretty good impression of the guy from Die Hard, the villain from Die Hard in the Nakatomi building where he talks to McLean. Just saying his name. Here it goes. McLean.
That is Alan Rickman as Hans Gruber, but both DB and Richard are both sending it in. 087-4100-102. Hayley, what have you got?
Hi, Dave. So I think I can do a good Victorian bicycle horn.
Yes!
Oh, my God!
That is very
Victorian
good.
Victorian bicycle horn. Other people are trying it. Here's Ken.
Oh, Ken,
I like it, but it's not as good, in fairness. Gavin?
Mimi.
Okay.
The Roadrunner.
Car passing you in some way. Damien's got one.
Morning, Dave. Going to try an F1 car here.
Wow, and that's an old-style F1 car. That is very impressive. Connor?
D15. Dave is in the hot tub washing his legs.
That's excellent. Davey. Just the fact that he can
wow.
breathe out for 15 seconds
yeah.
like that is very impressive. Right, Pa, what are you doing?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
I think he's doing a cat. A lot of people are just giving us dogs and cats and things. Carl, what have you got?
I can actually bark just like a dog. Here goes.
He sounds like he's barking inward, yeah, doesn't he?
Sounds like he's far away. John Scanlon. That is impressive. I'll give you that one there, John, for sure. Stevie. It's okay. Is that Donald Duck? A distressed baby?
It sounds like cats.
You're hearing cats?
No, when they're outside, no. You're like, what are you doing, cats?
Oh, I know exactly what they're doing. Maybe that's what John's doing. But speaking of Donald Duck,
I can do an impression of a cockerel, and that's pretty much my only party trick. So here goes.
Go on. Faith, that is incredible.
It's very good. Although, I feel like it's hiding behind the bad quality
of her phone.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on though. No, that is still, even through your phone, your terrible phone, that's still very good. Thomas? Oh, excellent.
That's, very good,
that
Thomas.
That is someone who's spent a lot of time with cattle. I like it, John.
I love how people are probably doing these to themselves. Whether they're in the kitchen or in the car,
yes,
or whatever they're doing, they're like practicing before they send them in.
Or please do it when you're walking down the road and make these kinds of noises like Laura. There's another impressive cockerel. Deirdre, I think this is the one I was talking about.
Very useful talent where I can sneeze like Donald Duck. So it goes. Bye.
Bye. John Fitzsimons. Wow. So there you go. We're talented. You're talented. Everyone's talented. It's all completely useless, but it's massive crack. So thanks to everybody who got in touch and shared your incredible vocal talents with us. It was so much fun. It's also great to chat to celebrities all the time. I'm very lucky that I do that for a job. And this was great. Rufus Sewell and Kerry Russell are in a Netflix show called The Diplomat. And series 2/season 2, we won't get into that again, is currently, or whatever, we can't say because you're listening to this on the podcast. You can listen to this anytime. It's probably on Netflix right now. Go listen to it. Watch it. It's deadly. Anyway, when we talked to Rufus, the poor fella had had a fall.
I was staying in Notting Hill in a very cobbled mews. And the morning I was supposed to go in to film a first scene in the bed, I decided to, there's a gym around the corner, I decided to jog.
Why not?
I tripped up on the cobbled mews. I had a fall, which starts happening at a certain age.
Yes.
And I flew through the air and landed. I literally just went in the air and I landed on my chest, but I put my arms out and hurt my chest, scraped all the skin off my knee and scraped myself down one face. I had to go into work and they had to cover that up and fake it on the other side. I had a nearly broken rib on this side and I had to pretend I had a broken rib on that side.
Oh, basically,
it was the most badly judged method acting.
Yes.
I think anyone's ever done. It's like, if you're going to do something like that, get it right, mate.
It's got to be so annoying when you're like acting one side sore and the other side is sore. Like, it's got to be so annoying.
How, you know, if an actor gets hurt like that.
Mm.
So, okay, so he was injured in it anyway. So his pain could be real.
Yes.
You know, when he's acting.
Like when Jerry had the hernia.
Yeah. When an actor gets injured, but then has to go and act like they're not injured, but they're potentially hurting the place that they injured while they're playing the role.
Yeah.
That's a good actor.
That is someone who needs to be a good actor to do that. Yeah. I also remember when we did that, what was that wine-soaked sex romp? Set in kind of the 1500s in Italy that we did.
The Decameron.
Yeah.
So I spoke to one of the girls who was in the Decameron.
Yeah.
And during filming, she tripped on cobbles and like twisted her ankle, like, and like literally couldn't walk, was on crutches or whatever. At one point, they had to still shoot scenes, and like, it's obviously, you know, it's on a budget, on a date, you got to shoot whatever. So they kept shooting her from the waist, and if she had to move,
She was sitting down, but she would pretend like she was walking and move her shoulders, and they would just wheel her around the place, whatever. And then at one point, she was in a car, like a carriage, and bouncing up and down, and it was wrecking her ankle all the time. But yeah, yeah.
It's like when actors get pregnant, and then all of a sudden they have like massive handbags.
Handbags are always the big thing, or they're suddenly working in the cafe.
Yeah, exactly.
Or sitting down behind the desk. I'll just be here now for a while.
Frasier, the actress who played. The other Miles's love interest lived with them.
Yes.
English woman, Daphne.
Daphne.
They just wrote into the storyline that she'd gotten really fat and she couldn't stop eating.
And she was pregnant.
Yeah, she was pregnant. So like, oh, she can't stop. And like every scene was her like munching down on stuff.
Wow. The other thing we do on the show all the time is play Music Master. It's so much crack. And we had a bumper Friday edition of Music Master. You're going to be rooting so hard for one of the contestants. And then the other contestant. It's all brilliant.
Music Master. On Today FM.
Okay, Friday's edition of Music Master is here. And maybe the first person to win it this week will be Paula Hennessy in Limerick. Hello, Paula.
Hello. No, I won't. I won't
let you talk to yourself like that now, Paul, at all.
I'm shaking here.
Have you played along a few times?
All the time I play along.
Right.
Last night I said to the husband, I'm going to enter it. I am going to enter it. The first time I'm going to enter it tomorrow, and I bet you. And he's like, no, you're not. Yeah, I am. And I did, and I'm shaking.
Here you are. Yeah. Listen, fair play to your bravery. That's the thing you eventually have to tell yourself, you're going to do it. And now you've done it.
I've done it.
You didn't expect to get the phone call the first day you texted.
No,
but that's what happens sometimes. Well, look, we're about to jump into round one and choose your category, Paula. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Round one.
Okay, Paula, so three categories to choose from because you're first up. You can have either the tree.
Meow.
Or horse beat.
Oh. Oh, meow.
Meow, right. Meow. Animal bands and animal songs. Going to ask you as many questions as we can in 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Did Owl City have a 2009 hit about fireflies or blue bottles?
Fireflies?
Yes. In the song Postman Pat, what colour was his cat?
Black and white.
Yes. Riding on a horse, ha, you could whip your Porsche, was sung by who in the song Old Town Road?
Oh, no idea.
Lil Nas X. America sang about travelling where on a horse with no name?
I have no idea.
The desert. In the song Nelly the Elephant, she packed her trunk and said goodbye to where?
The circus.
Yeah. Who sang Run Fast for Your Mother, Run Fast for Your Father?
Kendra Pat.
Florence and the Machine. Peace Frog was sung by Jim Morrison as part of which band? The Doors. Elvis Presley sang You Ain't Nothing But a What?
Hound Dog.
Yeah. What line comes next? Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
You're my sugar pie, honey, baby.
You're my what?
You're my sugar pie?
No, butterfly. What kind of rock did Elton John sing about?
Don't know.
Crocodile. Right. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. You got four, which is very good.
Okay.
And you're going to make that even better now in the bonus round, Paula.
Bonus round.
Okay, in the bonus round, we're going to play the game, which is one of my favorites, which is 8-bit, okay? So the 8-bit means these all sound like computer games, okay? But they are songs you know, and they are songs that have got something to do with animals, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's your first one. Artist and title, please. What's this? What you think?
I know the song, but I have no idea.
Okay, well, it's Arctic Monkeys. That's your animal clue. And it was Fluorescent Adolescent was that one. Okay, try this one.
Once again,
I really enjoyed that performance. Okay, that was Sheryl Crow. Crow, there's your bird, your animal. Sheryl Crow, and All I Want to Do is that one. Okay, get this one. Here we go. Okay. Yeah, what was that word?
Blackbird.
Yeah, by?
Beatles.
The Beatles. Yeah, get in, you legend.
4 plus 1 gives you a score of 5. Excellent, Paula. Excellent.
No, all right, yeah.
No, okay, you're not convinced.
Look, I didn't get worse, yeah.
Listen, I think 5 is great. Listen, I would be... I'll tell you now, Paula. This is between you and me, right? No one else listen. Okay. No one else listen. I'd be so bad at Music Master. Honestly, I hope I'm a good host, but I'd be such a terrible quizzer.
You're so good, Paula.
Paul Morris is in Dublin. How are you, Paul?
How are you, Dave? How are things?
Not bad at all. Yourself?
I'm fantastic. Not too bad.
We were talking there earlier on before 10 o'clock about if you had an hour, maybe get the extra hour there at the weekend. If you had the hour kind of in the middle of the day and you could pause time and just do whatever you wanted, Paul, what would you do with yourself?
Very boring, Dave. I'd probably play more golf.
More golf? Nice.
More golf, yeah.
Is there anything particular you'd work on or just get out on the course and have a laugh?
No, just get out on the course.
Nothing like
today
it.
As well, so, yeah, can't beat it.
The weather's not allowing anyone play golf today, I wouldn't think.
No, it's not. It's looking a bit dodgy this morning. Hopefully it clears up this afternoon.
Fingers crossed, exactly. All right, Paul, we're here in Music Master. It's time to choose your categories. Let's jump into round one.
Okay. Round one.
So you can't have meow because Paula took that, but you can have either the tree or horse beat.
I'll go with the tree.
The tree, okay. Well, it's the family tree we're talking about. These are family songs. 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Finish the lyrics. We are family. I got all my...
sisters.
Yes, what?
With me.
Butterfly Fly Away is sung by Miley Cyrus's father. What's his name?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. Who sang the 2001 hit Family Affair?
Mary J. Blige.
That's right. Stevie Wonder sang a tribute to his own daughter in which hit?
Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah. Which Cruel Summer singer sang about her mother in The Best Day? Taylor Swift. Can we work it out? Can we be a family? Our lyrics from Family Portrait. Name the singer.
Family Portrait.
Pink. Name the singer who sang Family along with Photograph and Thinking Out Loud.
Thinking Out Loud, Photograph, Family. Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Which Vegas and Munich residency star has a song for her son called My Little Love?
Adele.
Yes. Paris, Closer and Family are songs by which DJ duo?
Chainsmokers.
Yes. Just Before the Drums. Well done. Let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Excellent, Paul.
Super.
Excellent. And it can only get better in the bonus round, so let's jump in. Bonus round. I don't know if you have a particular bonus round that you like or dislike, Paul, but it's...
I was just praying it wasn't Dave's humming.
A lot of people are saying that. Don't worry, it'll be back soon. But it's not today. No, you're definitely getting the 8-bit game where they all sound like computer games, but they are songs, you know, and they all are either family... Yeah, they're family songs, okay? Something to do with family, all right?
Okay.
So here is your first one. Artist and title, please. What you think?
Hey, brother, Avicii.
Hey, brother, Avicii is right. Point on the board for you. Let's see if you can get this one.
Oh, tip of the tongue.
Not happening.
No. Gotta pass. No.
17 going under. Sam Fender is that one as we're looking for there. Okay, try this one.
Hey,
go on, say it again.
Hey, Soul Sister.
Yeah, bye.
It'll come to me. Too late. No.
Might be too late. I need an answer. No, not happening. No, it was Train.
Train.
And Hey Soul Sister. But listen, 7 plus 1 gives you a final round score of 8 in the first two rounds, which is definitely enough to get you through to the final. It does mean we have to say goodbye to Paula Hennessy. Paula!
Hello, how are we?
Thank you so much for playing. I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug down to Limerick, and you can have a cup of tea or coffee out of that, all right?
And fair play to him. Best luck. Hope he gets
it. Thanks, Paula.
All right, see you, Paula.
Thanks,
bye, bye, bye.
Master on Today FM. Oh, so,
you all right there, Paul?
I am indeed, Dave. Yes.
Good man. Yes. Who are you chatting to?
I'm your wife.
All right, what's her name?
A master's in music, Patricia.
Oh, she's a master's in music and she's not trying music master.
No, she's the actual musical person in the house. I pressed play.
But listen, isn't it? Obviously rubbed off because you did very well there. Great score altogether in the first couple of rounds. So listen,
I have a list, Dave, of 7 people that have gotten on this quiz in the final round over the last how many...
Yeah, well, it goes over a year now anyway, yeah. So how many is that?
I've only ever got 7.
Well, listen, the fact that you've made a list, though, Paul, is brilliant. It means that you're, you know, you're kind of doing the work, the detective work that needs to be done. Right, well, look, do you want to give the final round a go?
I'll give it a shot, absolutely.
Will Tricia help you out?
Tricia's here, yeah. Okay,
good stuff. All right, here we go.
All right, go on.
Final round.
Okay, Paul, in this final round, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Okay.
Right, the year is 1970. The place is Dublin. And the lyric is, "And he's left you in the rain again."
Left you in the rain again. 70 in Dublin. He's left you in the rain again. And Melda May. No. Left you in the rain again.
Well, hang on. You shouted a load of names there. Give me the names you shouted.
Imelda May.
Yeah, another
Glenn
one.
Glenn Hansard.
Bono. And Bono. Well, it's not Bono because he was born in 1960, that's for sure. I'll tell you who it is, though.
And he's left you in the rain again.
Again is right, you did it! You're a music master! Don't worry about Trish's masters in music. You're a music master.
Still masters of music in the house.
Absolutely brilliant. This is Glenn Hansard, of course, from The Frames. That is the song Fake. Absolutely brilliant. I loved that you threw names out of people born in Dublin that could be singing that song. Fair play to you.
Yeah, I probably didn't do justice to people who weren't born in 1970, but yeah, this is what you got to do.
No, you got to do whatever you can to get it right, and you got it right. Congratulations, Paul. All the prizes are yours. You get the Dave Mora Bluetooth headphones. You get the €250 in cash. And listen, I want you to hang this up right beside Trisha's master's certificate from her university. Hang up your music master certificate, all right? Listen, I'm so glad we got one this week. Fair play to you.
Lovely.
All right, Paul, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
See you later. Bye. Love getting a music master winner, especially one as deserving as Paul. And Patricia, a master's of music, but he is now a music master. It happens every single day on the radio. We're on air at 9 to 12. So thanks a million for listening to the podcast. Thanks a million for listening to the radio show. And see ya.
Bye. Sad pants.
Bye. 2 voices saying goodbye. That was 1 voice at the end.
Dave Mora on Today FM.